The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Anyway, I was talking about this red hen. Anyway, so again, like I said, it's perhaps due to this border issues. And of course, they're trying to blame Trump for all this racism stuff. And all Trump is trying to do is enforce Title VIII laws that are on the books. They don't need to write new legislation and stuff like that. They need to enact law enforcement over what should be already enforced, but it's not been. And of course, we know that there's an agenda behind here. And of course, a lot of this is like, I love the memes there of that whack job, but what's her name? California, 13th District, whatever it is. Yeah, Maxine Walters, those guys. What's the other one? The other strange gal. Yeah, there you go. Pelosi with her MS-13 gang tattoos on her face. Thanks, Kenneth. But anyway, so when you look at this, you keep thinking, why do they want so many people in America? Well, of course, we know that the Democratic nature of the party is being destroyed. Even Bloomberg said he's going to pump $80 million into the Democratic Party. And, of course, this is to promote the policies, which is insured. And even my uncle, which I love dearly like that, but he's on this thing about worrying about all the social issues, which in turn usually just go to the benefits of those immigrants. I don't even call them immigrants, really, but that's what we're told they are. But anyway, but all these social programs that we, you, I, and other Americans have paid into for decades is now being told is going broke. And yet they're able to find money to be able to bring in for housing and everything like that, all these illegals, and they can't do anything about Americans that need the housing or the veterans that need the help, you know. But anyway, so again, like I say, it coincides right now with what we see of these poor children crying on the border. But we don't see that, as when I've mentioned before, when a mother or father or another baby is crying over the Middle East, when the U.S. bombs a school, a wedding, a funeral, a hospital, or other targets. Later, of course, they're all labeled as collateral damages. You know.
Well, they were housed with insurgents.
But anyway, so in the above immigration story, I posted a couple of memes and I got a couple of laughs out of this, but I'm from Montana. Well, I wasn't originally. Well, actually, I was conceived here. I'll put it that way. But anyway, but being from Montana, I see a lot of different things, especially out here in the country. So the old saying that a picture is worth a thousand words. In Europe, they're talking about making memes, these photo things. Like Pelosi with her MS-13 tattoos, making them illegal because a picture is more graphic and it is worth a thousand words. So my meme started with something familiar to me here in Montana. Imagine driving down one of our highways and suddenly coming to a dead stop. Why? Traffic's backed up. Why? You know, that's because one of these beautiful ranchers has got his cattle out on the highway and he's walking them down the highway. That's a laugh for you guys if you want it. But anyway. So you got 150, 300 head of cattle going down the highway here. And, of course, they're not just aimlessly walking down the highway. They're being driven. That's why you have horses. And the guys occasionally run out and they grab a stray that has broken through a fence or something because he got spooked or something, or she got spooked. But anyway, they're being driven down the highway. And they could be to a greener pasture, or it could be driven to market. And in these small areas like that, we have certain areas here. Or it could be driven to a rail station, and they could be loaded onto trains. Cattle. But anyway, so. But the reflection of these. Now imagine the same photo of immigrants lining a highway, being driven from their countries into another country. Are they going to a market? Do you see the correlation here between the two? You can drive cattle the same way, you know. And, yeah, you got a few strays that get out there and they'll knife someone, like busting a fence, a cow, you know. Or they'll tip over something. Usually cows don't burn cars and stuff, but usually a cow, though, they'll bump into your vehicle or something like that when you try to get 75 through a little area real fast as you're trying to ease off the road a little bit, But it is kind of funny to watch these cattle drives. I've been on them like that. They're hilarious. But anyway, so the main point behind this whole thing or these memes and stuff was the fact that people are being driven, and they're being driven for a reason. And, of course, what it does is it causes more racial tension, more destruction of demography. So where people once were a predominantly Christian area or whatever like that, that they're now being seamed into another status. And again, like I mentioned before, when you watch the news articles, say in Europe where it talks about it's too dangerous for the Jews. The Jews must move to Israel. The United States overthrows Ukraine, government over there. Suddenly the Nazis come to power. The Nazis are anti-Semitic. Well, far be it. Press release. Jews must leave Ukraine, move to Israel. I think that's what the whole premise behind this is a mass culling of the herd. That's my personal opinion. You can agree with me or not, but when you sit back and look at it, what's that X for, Mer? But anyway, you can sit back and look at it the way you want there, but, you know, I'm in Montana. I like old westerns and stuff like that. And to me, it just is like watching Clint Eastwood in Rawhide, you know, Rowdy Hayes. Like I said, the occasional stray was noted as just not wanting to go where the herd went. And, of course, they were always out there trying to rescue some strays. Same thing, as I said, with the highways full of cattle. Anyway, the cattle today are the humans, and of course immigrants, as they're also being driven. The ranchers in this case could be the George Soros's, nations like France, Italy, etc., that are accepting these as immigrants. And of course they're always displayed to you as poor immigrants or poor refugees, and they're not. These people are generally being bombed out of their countries. Same thing with this massive influx, the caravan that was coming up. They knew it was coming. That was because they were being driven, you know. So then we have El Salvador is the main area. Fox News came out with a story there that most of the people coming out of this area are all from El Salvador. Where's El Salvador? Well, this is where the biggest murders and stuff are being. The MS-13 gangs and stuff. And, of course, then you have to add in the little small fraction of all these arms from Fast and Furious down to Mexico, which have wound up clear further south. And then, of course, we have NATO now going into Colombia. I just said it was moving its offices from Afghanistan because Colombia is another big drug trade area, you know. But the drug wars will keep going, and they'll keep pushing more and more people out. And that's what's going on here. So you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, Jesus kind of taught in parables, and you can probably see why, because people can gather more by looking at another side of an issue by the pros and cons. Kind of like reading Proverbs. You always had the minor and the major. Yeah, you know, your son could do this, but he's going to reap this, you know. And so I think the Proverbs have always been good there to kind of look at what's going on there. But anyway, so now we have all the people, you know, that are driven to new pastures, or these animals or humans, you know, that are where all the fighting ensues. And like locusts, so they're stripping the lands bare of its end, right down to its roots, you know, via these social net programs. And getting to the point now, like I say, the Social Security ain't going to make it. Other programs, you know, it's so taxing on the people that then they talk about, well, they're going to have to come out with a universal basic income. And that's the only way that people are going to be able to live, because there won't be jobs enough to support everyone. And, of course, these other agendas is depopulation agendas. But normally when you start looking in these areas, wherever these people are being driven from, it's always in oil-rich countries or those that have drugs or minerals. So, but like I say, you can do your own research like that and come to your own conclusion there, but that's what I've come to after seeing this here. But anyway. So anyway, this refugee status I noticed in some of these, where because of claiming that they're a refugee or a seeking asylum, that they qualify for Social Security and are disabled, therefore taxing Social Security even further. Where Americans are denied and denied and denied trying to get on Social Security that have valid health concerns, and yet all you can do is just come in the country here and just say, hey, I'm seeking asylum, and you automatically get it. So anyway, ouch, I've got to move around a little bit here. So there's another story here that come out here on Russia, Russia's Insider there. And a lot of the, I don't know if you know this, but most of the stories written on the Russian Insider are all written by Americans. They've served in U.S. government. They know what U.S. policy is and stuff. And of course, U.S. media will not give them the voice. And so Russia does. And you can't blame them. To me, it's just another web page to read. But anyway, one of their headlines here was about the FBI. And it says, hundreds of bureau agents took bribes from CNN, New York Times, NBC News, and more. And of course, this was ways to protect the media partners. And this was done in the form of concert tickets, expensive private dinners, NFL tickets, parties, booze, cruises, all this stuff, discounts on travel. Where I come from, that is bribing a police officer, and it is illegal. But yet these officers took, you know, these law enforcement agencies, they took bribes to be able to allow certain things to go under the table or not get reported on or get insight to, in which the media spun it a different way. Again, remember, whatever they talk about, this is our country or our media, our military. The pluralism they use in there, remember, does the media reflect what you as an American want? Does the military reflect what you as an American want? Or anything else? My state, you know, okay, I live in Montana. Is it my state? No. There's nothing I can do free here. I can breathe right now. That's about it, you know. I kind of highlighted that last week here about all the permits and stuff that are needed to be able to sustain one's actions daily, whether it's driving or whatever like that, kids selling water, whatever, you know. You need a permit for everything like that. There's nothing free in this country, as I just mentioned in the chat room there. So anyway, the premise to this story is about the FBI, though, is it's who owns and controls the media today and their purpose of bribing law enforcement, which is, as you know, is illegal. And you might have caught my opinions on this before. We have the George Soros types, the rabbis, all this stuff that are pushing some other agenda. And they're steering the American attention away from this stuff. Oh, yeah, they report it. Just like the government will come out and they'll do something. And then when someone goes, oh, my God, like, hey, we told you about this a long time ago. And yep, sure enough, you can find an article there, but it was buried on page 29 of the New York Times or something like that, you know. If you read the New York Times. But anyway. So the main thing, as I was saying, about summing this whole thing up, though, that there's a massive cattle drive on it, and it's because of the market. And who's controlling the markets today? That's the main thing. And then, of course, it's not just who's controlling the markets, but who's the buyer, and then who's the seller. That's the important thing. So, again, with immigration here, with all the social programs, you're never going to have these people rise up and say, hey, you know what you guys did was wrong in our country or like that, because they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. And I think that's another reason why all these chipped cards and talking about these RFID chips and implanting in them humans and stuff is it's because when the bankers and those guys finally get tired of you, they'll just shut your credit off or shut your history off, shut your medical off, whatever like that, you know. They have the power to do it. And the government is the one that gave it to them. So whenever you think about what Monsanto or Bayer is doing around the world, injecting massive pesticides and making things Roundup ready and everything, call it, you know, that this was all allowed by the U.S. government. And, of course, they had their lobbyists and everything like that. And at no time did they think about the safety of the people. So what? It causes cancer. We have hospitals for that. High insurance premiums too, you know. My one ham friend over here, one of his co-pays on one of his pills alone is $2,000 a month. Just a co-pay for a pill. $2,000 a month. So anyway, again, the same thing with the immigrants. Are they concerned about Americans? Well, we know for a fact that none of these are being screened for diseases. I often notice that too here, because can you imagine this influx of all these people that now in most areas like Seattle, Portland, everything is massive, and I mean massive tent cities. These people, if any of them who don't or can't afford a home that actually go out in the underneath a bridge or like that and live at night and they go to a work or some kind of work in the daytime, these guys don't have adequate health issues to be able to be looked at, nor disease. And these might be the ones that are serving you your food at McDonald's, Wendy's, whatever like that, you know. I know in Las Vegas when I was in the culinary union down there that every year you had to go down and get a TB test. Because why? You were a food handler. Do you see any restaurants and stuff today that require tests to make sure that the worker is safe so that they don't spread disease? No. Like I say, back in the 70s, if we had strong unions, and we had to, there was a lot of stuff that went with that to make sure that they, not only that was the worker healthy and everything, but that the food and product, whatever like that they served. This is back when a country was more industrial. You know, it knew that it couldn't lose workers. Mainly because you had to, you know, even if you had schooling or whatever like that, most of the stuff in what you learn in school today isn't even used. I mean, seriously, guys, gals, whatever. When they're offering a college course in Pennsylvania on the querying of God, or down in Berkeley, a class on anal sex, are you going to write that down on a job application? Say, look, hey, I got a master's degree in anal sex. Companies today, they want to hire an individual because they're going to train them the way they want. They want to get rid of all the trash like that, these preconceived notions like that, you know, that you're going to go out and work for a living and make 40 hours a week and have health care. Forget all that stuff. You know, no, you're going to work for us part-time and do whatever you want. And yes, lately they've announced that there's been a dramatic increase in full-time jobs, which is fine, but then it come back to the side of where it says the part-time jobs have been lost. So maybe some of those have moved into the full-time, but still they're losing in the part-time, which means that these companies, just like they announce over and over, that this firm is laying off 100 workers, this firm's laying off 1,500, they're closing 12 stores here, 40 stores here, 50 stores there. And these are all going to be future ones that are going to be sitting there saying, hey, you know what, I can't afford my apartment, I can't afford my house, I can't afford my car, and then there's repossessions, foreclosures. They don't care. Corporations, that's all that matters. So, anyway. And this, there was another comment here. We were talking about this in the chat room here a minute ago here about the use of marijuana. Anyway, since I have a break, I'll come back to the story here. But the legalization of marijuana is interesting here from this viewpoint. So we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Anywhere you go.
talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. I have a baked chicken downstairs, and the smell is just permeating upstairs here. The dogs and I will eat good tonight. Anyway, this Twitter thing here. Oh, by the way, I tried to post two photos on the chat room here, and it says I have been blocked for 15 minutes for spamming the group. God. Anyway. But anyway, the sudden, like, Canada just legalized marijuana across the whole country up there. And, of course, they're trying to do it here. Even Trump has made comments about it. Of course, he'll fight with Jeff Sessions about that. But there was a legitimate question asked there about why all of a sudden this legalization of marijuana across Canada and America is getting, it could be to get people so zoned out that they just sit back saying, oh, wow, dude. Not caring about anything, and of course not getting angry. Like, say, if you serve alcohol and you watch these bars and stuff, people have fights, they have shootings, everything like that, but you don't see this breakout with people that are medical marijuana or recreational marijuana users, They're just the old, I was trying to get those guys. Oh, wow, dude. God, I can't think of it. Cheech and Chong, there you go. Laid back, you know. But anyway, there's, again, I think there's an agenda here. Again, with the massive prescriptions and stuff. So even in Germany, I've just read an article here. It says, well, over a half a billion euros, the pharmaceutical industry is making it cost to influence doctors. Half a billion euros to pay doctors, just like has been just released here, that doctors have been receiving up to $40,000 to be able to write these prescriptions and stuff. And this is usually the hidden marketing, and there's nothing to worry about on the patient side there. And as mentioned, again, is this just to kind of dumb or put people into a lull here that that they're prescribing them medication after medication? And of course, my favorite, of course, is hearing someone say that they were prescribed a certain drug for, say, depression. And of course, we'll forget the side effects for now. But then only to have another drug marked for the same marketing, like depression, added to the one that they're taking to get their desired side effects. Side effects, their desired effects. And of course, a lot of this is by word of mouth. When you watch the evening news or whatever like that, YouTube, a lot of times right around the evening time, it's all these big, huge, big pharma makers that they have the commercials that come out and says, are you lonely, depressed, feeling sad? Ask your doctor about AstraZeneca. And of course, AstraZeneca is a global, science-led biopharmaceutical business there. And they use their innovative, it's coming right up. Anyway, they use these innovative medicines, and it's sold to millions of – this is right off their webpage – sold it by millions of patients worldwide, or sold to them. So now the ads on TV have you self-diagnosing yourself, and of course, to those same paid-off doctors that will gladly write you a script for it, because all you have to do is just say, hey, I feel depressed. Okay, well, we'll give you this. And as a reminder, the doctors, there's a warning thing that says, the doctor has weighed the risk and or dangers of any side effects over the benefits of using that pill. They're not taking it. Anyway, I'm going to have Kenneth play a video here from Twitter here, which I was glad he was able to get. There's one bad word at the end of it. So if you're one of these ones that you can't stand watching the U.S., I mean, you can fathom the U.S. blowing up weddings or hitting a mosque or something like that, or hospital like that. But a bad word, one single word offends you, you might tune out for about 2 minutes. So, Kenneth, you want to go ahead and play that video?
Okay, everyone, welcome. This support group is for people who are so woke that they are finding it impossible to have any fun at all. We have somebody new with us this week, so would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Oscar. I think, like a lot of you guys, for me, it started with the little things. Signing an online petition, going into a march. Well, I mean, before I knew it, I was writing to The Guardian about LGBT representation in the Harry Potter books.
Which is shocking, by the way.
All right, Lily, we've all read your blog. Don't worry, Oscar, you've come to the right place. All of the young people in this room are ruining their lives by being overly virtuous.
That's actually a microaggression to say young people, because it carries subconscious bias towards the elderly.
Actually, what you're doing is denying agency to the elderly, which is arguably much worse.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You see, it's a slippery slope. One minute you're carrying a reusable water bottle, fine, and the next minute you're arguing that water is racist.
Oh, my God, is water racist?
No. It's just an example. Right, how did you guys get on with the homework that I set you?
Guys isn't an especially inclusive term.
Not now, Jamie.
By homework, do you mean having to watch that old people's sitcom?
It's called Friends, Lily, and you were supposed to watch it and enjoy it.
Well, I tried, but I found it deeply problematic.
Why?
Well, there's the homophobia, the transphobia, the fatism and the slut-shaming, and could Chandler be any more annoying?
You can't go through your 20s worrying about every aspect of everything. You have to pick your battles. And just remember that it doesn't really matter, because by the time you hit your 30s, most of you are going to be massively right-wing anyway. Have any of you started to think that maybe poor people don't deserve benefits?
No.
Well, watch out for that one, because that's how it starts. Look, I understand this has all been a bit much for some of you, so let's take five and have a hobnob.
I find the word hobnob very phallocentric.
Fuck off, Jamie.
Okay. Thanks, CFR. Anyway, if you caught that, this is the social engineering that we're constantly being led up to. That everything, if it offends you, it's suddenly something that you should speak out on. It's like they, you know, I filled the online petitions out, and we're like, you know, and it's like no one has any meat to their bones anymore. Excuse me. If something bothered me when I was younger like that, it's, you know, screw it. Like, you know, it's their life. They're the ones screwing up their life. But like I say, when you start making it an agenda to sit there and inculcate these things into youth and everything, that's when I would draw the line and say, hey, look, you know, you guys can have your fun, do whatever you want, form your little whatever clubs or whatever, and whatever, you know, form all that what you want. Don't try to push that onto me. This is the same scenario that I've recently come to conclusion here. Bill O'Reilly, he's notorious for saying support our troops. The word support our troops are nothingness. They mean nothing. They have no value whatsoever. What it says is support our policy. So if the U.S. troops are sent over there to Iraq and they kill a million people or something like that, forget it. You know, it's policy. Don't demonize them because they're just backing up U.S. policy. And of course, as an American, you're supposed to support U.S. policy. Do you, as an American, support the fact that the United States has just pulled out of the United human rights because of Israel? Well, if the United States isn't going to abide by the human rights, does that mean that, say, the United States enters into war and you start hearing about all these poor U.S. soldiers that are captured and or tortured, that we're supposed to feel sorry for them because the United States doesn't care about anyone's human rights? No. See? So it's important that human rights are administered to everyone equally. And, of course, they always try to make it look like, you know, there's someone else is evil. We could talk about the Rhine POW camps over in Germany, where systematically over a million German POWs who were reclassified as enemy combatants, just like they did in Gitmo here, to where they were starved to death. That become policy. Reading Eisenhower's diary letters to his wife there, where he says he hated the Germans, you know, well, that was his idea, I guess. But, of course, again, a lot of this stuff is fabricated because of U.S. policy. We're supposed to hate all the evil Muslims. We have to fight them over there so that we don't have to fight them over here. And now they're bringing them over here. I mean, do you see the constant doublespeak? That's what gets me. I just can't believe people are, and I hate to say this, so stupid at times, like to not realize that there is so much doublethink, doublespeak that is in all of this, to where people don't realize that they're being constantly lied to. So back with our social media here, it's destroying the world today. Sure, we can freely share our thoughts. We can be on the chat room here. We can be on the internet here right now and the show here. But there's no face-to-face value. It's not like when, like I've mentioned before, where a bunch of ham operators get together and they have a coffee clutch, as they call it. And we go down there, we sit there, and we talk about circuits and whatever. Well, there's some politics in there, too. But usually we talk about ham radio things, building antennas, potato guns, making potato guns to be able to shoot tennis balls with wires on them, to be able to shoot them up over a big pine tree to erect an antenna for a shortwave or whatever like that, you know. Last N7 CMG up there in Kalispell builds these awesome pressurized potato guns like that, which may come in handy in the future. But anyway, for more than antennas. But anyway, so you know, this face to face has been gone. We're reduced to a screen, whether it's a computer screen, cell phone, whatever like that. You know, smart TVs, whatever like that, and we're inundated with all this information all the time, and we're supposed to simulate this stuff, kind of like the Borg wants to simulate us. And you can't see the body language of a person. You know, if you say something and and the party you're talking to doesn't kind of go in, it kind of raises his eyebrow. Of course, it's a little bit different, like up there, Justin Trudeau in Canada there, he lowers his eyebrow. That's a joke for those people who have seen the news lately. But there's no interaction. And that's the same, like, say, on the two-way there. You can talk to a ham operator 15 miles from here, never meet him. And suddenly one day you meet the guy and say, hey, you know, you're nothing like I envisioned you about, like, a, you know. But you understand people by talking to them. And, of course, you don't get that from social media because it's usually three words, okay, enter. I mean, you see the constant memes where people, they talk back and forth, you know. The one I liked recently here was where the father had slipped a piece of paper underneath his daughter's bedroom door, but it looked like a text message where it says, I took your phone. And with a little smiley face underneath it, you know. The only way to communicate to people where they understand anything nowadays is to touch their social media. And, of course, that's why there's so much talk about net neutrality and stuff. But anyway, but our entire lives now are being controlled by apps. And that's what's the sad part about it is I didn't have that growing up. We had good friends. Like I told you before, my mom, when we used to say, Mom, I'm bored, my mom would say, if you had friends, go outside and make them. And we did. And, of course, our friends were all blacks, Koreans, Japanese, whatever, like whatever was in Vegas at the time, like, you know, Hispanics, whatever. We didn't have racism issues. We had a few. Every society clutch type thing has that, you know. Everyone's fighting for their own independence and everything like that. But generally, like say, we went out to the lake with all of our friends. They were black, Hispanic, whatever like that, you know. We had barbecues, name it. We sat and played Yahtzee, you know, the game Yahtzee for hours, you know. There wasn't this constant thing here. But now there's this big division. And the division now, of course, is to cause this internal rift to take our minds off of what's going on elsewhere. And that's why I always say, whenever they're talking about the news about some certain area there, I always look, well, what's going on at home? And if they're talking about something here at home, I'm always saying, what's going on elsewhere? You know, as George Bush said, although he screwed the line up, but it was about, you know, the fact of how one would, how's that go again? Anyway, you know what I mean. It's where Bush was talking about kind of like being deceived, you know. But anyway, the point is, though, is that we have all this constant distractions and these cell phones and all stuff. I mean, yeah, they're good like that, but that one CEO meeting there at Apple where the guy had asked, he says, how many of you have cell phones? And he says, could you hold them up? And everyone that had one held it up. And all he could say was 97% market saturation. And of course, where do they look? Well, new products. Well, as I mentioned last week there, the mother pulling the iPhone tablet thing out of her purse and handing it to the kid trying to pull things off the shelf. These are constant distractions. And of course, instead of just telling the child, no, you know, that's what we were told when we were younger, no. And like I mentioned last week, your mom says, just wait till your father gets home. You knew you were in trouble. So, anyway, another story I wanted to highlight on here. And again, if there's any callers, you always wait till the last minute to call in. So we have some time yet. But anyway, I look at like a farmer here in Montana. When you walk up to a farmer, and this is not social media, and you shake hands with a farmer, you feel like the guy's grip would rip your arm off. He could beat you with it. But, of course, the smile on his face tells you different. You know, he's glad to see you, you know. You could stop in and say, hey, you got a cow out on the road or something like that, you know. A lot of this is open range here like that. They don't care. If someone hits a cow, the farmer doesn't pay for it. He loses a cow. He has his herd insurance, but, you know. But the damage to the car and stuff like that, that's your business. You've been warned. Open range. But anyway. So this interaction, and then, of course, like I say, we're constantly demonized by everything. Like a recent story here was this diatribe about Chinese hackers and a special unit. And this goes on talking about this. It's attributed to China's PLA unit 61398. And it's a landmark 2013 report here. But after reading the report there about how these hackers, they'd go in there and sit there at 8:30 in the morning, And through their own video screens, you could watch them viewing porn and stuff or whatever like that. They'd be sitting there in either leather jackets or T-shirts, and they'd be typing to their boyfriends or girlfriends or whatever like that. And then I realized, you know what, that's no different than over here. We have the U.S. that openly admits that they've hired thousands of workers to counter whatever they want to call it, Russian or whatever, you know. But this is the trolls that we were talking about here in the group here a second ago here. But we have these out there that sit there, and they have their own specialized units that they are paid to do this. And, of course, this is to change the social narrative of everything. So then, of course, after reading that, I thought, you know, that all these special offices are no different there, because unlike those in China and stuff, China or Russia or even Iranian or Korean, what are they going to do? I mean, seriously, so they get my personal data, you know. A lot of this stuff requires PIN numbers and all this stuff like that, so a lot of that stuff can't be there can't be transactions and stuff. But the ones that do have access to everything is like the NSA here. And I was kind of laughing about this here, too, because National Selfie Day, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I think it was yesterday, National Selfie Day was trending on Twitter. And I thought, what a way to encourage every American to update their image to the NSA, right to their own mailbox. You know, it's like, here's my newest photos. Like, I think I tweeted a couple photos of my dog because I know that their iris retinal scans wouldn't help them out. Hitler's SS wasn't that organized. But anyway, yet millions flooded the net with all their darn lame photos of their lives, their deadbeat boyfriends and girlfriends and stuff, just like sheep, you know. In a mill around America, you know, just just in a total haze, not realizing what's going on there. But this is just where people are, you know, they're updating their profiles to the government there, who spies on them anyway. And I like how Ron Paul had mentioned that before, where he talked about Russia, China, those guys weren't our enemies. He says everything we have in our homes, anything you look at right now in your house or like that is regulated by the federal government, not China, not Russia and stuff like that. If it's regulated, that means that the government's got their hands in it. Of course, so it's not some foreign government. It's everything here. So, anyway. So this constant indoctrination that we see is like where I kind of applied this to the Western narrative of a movie, where a man or a woman, and I'm talking the past here, so you can catch my humor in there, they're riding on a trail. And I, being here in Montana, I'd like to, you know, I would just love to hear the clip-clop, clip-clop of the horse's powerful hooves raking up the rocks and dirt, you know. Except in our media, it's only replaced by some stupid musical composition, just like on YouTube, where they can't make a documentary without this building up to a crescendo, you know, which is a, you know, the musical term for the Italian origin, you know, to find the parts of a song with this intense increase, you know. Anyway, that's to get you to pay attention to your TV, you know, because they're going to ram this point home, you know. So for the layman like me, you know, this is where music suddenly stops and the rattlesnake bites the horse. See, you had to hear the tsss from the rattler, you know, so the music stopped. Now they got your attention. Du-du-du-du. Anyway, so the horse falls, dying. So the rattlesnake bites the horse, and the rider, of course, is thrown. And then another musical tune, as he suddenly takes his saddle off his dead horse and slowly drags himself through the hot desert sun, packing his saddle. Wait, another tune change, as he checks his water canteen and it's almost empty.
Da da da.
But anyway, this. Yeah, I wouldn't either. So anyway. So after I've probably read too many Louis L'Amour westerns like that, but you know, this is where the author has written into the book, like the canvassing of the air across a desert sage as a man peers, you know, out with his, you know, he's backed up against this wall or his rock, you know, like he's staring ahead, and his peripheral vision scans each movement like a jackrabbit here or a vulture there and so on like that. I didn't have all the music and stuff to really get into a book like that. And you realize, hey, you know, reading can be fun like that, you know. But on our social side, we constantly have this inundation of music and stuff to highlight us, you know. Like, hey, music's getting louder like that. Here comes a crescendo like that, you know. So here's where they're going to drive this point home like that. This is all social engineering. It's different than watching a Laurel and Hardy, especially when there are silent films like that, you know. But we are so socially manipulated, it's pathetic. And that I just can't believe that so many people would fall for this, because it's a marketing scheme. And you see it everywhere you go. It's like the George Orwell of 1984, where they're talking about Emmanuel Goldstein. Where Emmanuel Goldstein, thank you, Kenneth, talked about the enemy of the state created by the state, and it's fed to you on every screen, telly, at every bank, shopping store, pub, everything like that. And it's all created by the state like that, but that's the enemy. Anyway, we have a caller online finally. Damien there in SP, whatever that is, in Florida. Good evening, Damon. How are you doing?
Hey, Keith. How are you? Can you hear me?
See, I'm fine.
I just want to say you're one of the best shows. I remember when you used to call in, and now you have your own show. You're the best. You're one of the best.
I just call things as I see them, because I have no agenda there.
I know you do. That's why I like it so much.
Well, thank you.
It's so great. I mean, you make me want to move out of this place to move up to there.
You're not a liberal, are you? No.
Oh, really? You think I listened to this? Listen to this station?
I didn't want to put protective gear on my dogs or something.
Oh, no. I just want to say that it's great. I know. Every time, you know, I come home, no matter what I have to do, I tell everybody, no, I got to go home at this time to listen to his show. I want to hear it live.
Well, you had to call in more.
Well, maybe, you know, I'll try to do that.
Damien, I'll tell you what I do. Like I say, I troll through Twitter and other different accounts, even What Really Happened, stuff on
I don't have Twitter. The only thing I have is Facebook.
Yeah, but what I was going to say, though, is I troll through this thing in my own way, because living out here in the country and stuff, I don't have all the hustle and bustle of the city and stuff. Every once in a while, I hear an ambulance going from city to city, you know, taking some.
Oh, you don't want to live around here.
Yeah. So anyway, but I look at things different like that, because I'm a laid-back guy. I love my dogs and stuff like that. I love the outdoors and everything like that, you know. But
stuff
when
like
I
that.
Look at the people that live in the cities and stuff, in the constant hustle and bustle, they have lost track of what human society is about.
And I look around at the people that I know, and I'm like, can't you guys see this? Can't you guys see this? They're like, what? They look at me like I have horns growing out. I'm like, can't you guys see this? There's the ambulance coming around every 10 minutes. Can't you see that? What's going on here?
Yeah, but the way I look at that, matter of fact, when I went to the store earlier, I had an ambulance coming from Polson headed to Missoula in transport with a siren on and stuff like that. But I was in a two-lane road there going up one of the hills here, so he could legally pass me. And I didn't pull over since he had a passing lane. But all I look at it as is this is commerce. They don't care about the patient like that. You know,
exactly.
Sure, they want to get him down there. They want to get him down there so they can rake in the thousands of dollars of the treatment and stuff that, to put that further impoverish the family and stuff like that. That's the only reason why they want to save lives. Yeah.
Keith, I live right up the road from me, not even a half mile away. It's basically a 55 over in community. That's why every half an hour you hear an ambulance coming by.
Yeah, John calls
every half an hour
from down there.
The hospital is right down there. At the Broad Boulevard and Pine Island, right down there. So it's like all day long. And I'm like, I don't want to hear this anymore. I want to move somewhere. I don't want to hear this anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, Damien, over here, I'll lay here at night. I usually have the window open because Milo, my handsome dog, lays right next to me here to keep him cool. But anyway, all night long, it's the coyotes howling up on the bench, a couple of elk screaming and stuff like that. You know, we have a neighbor's got sheep over here in the field over here by me, so it's bah, you know. But I just love this. And, of course, in the morning, you know.
I have a little girlfriend that says that she wants to move. She said, if I'm going to move anywhere, I'm moving up to Montana or anywhere, so you got to come with me.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't know about that, but I'm like, hey, thank you for accepting my call. Finish up your show. Thanks, Keith. I love everything that you do, okay?
All right, my blessings to you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks. All right, anyway. You know, that's the laid-back style here in Montana there. And I know there's different areas of the country like that. Even Patty in Missouri, she's got kind of a nice little outing where she's at and everything like that. But you know, the hustle bustle, having family around and stuff like that all the time and having to worry about what they're doing. And I was telling her the other day, I like being alone like that. I was married 21 years, raised three beautiful daughters, and like that. You know, I've had a good life like that, you know. Just, I enjoy my dogs now. But I always say, though, Montana's a kind of a risky area because you have to remember, even the dinosaurs died here. Go over to Manhattan, you can find that. That's where they plant a lot of our seed potatoes here for Idaho. But anyway, so with that, the social engineering is like I say, is where you have to look at the different ways that people are being controlled nowadays. And there is some good out of it like that, you know, because it's like this non-bullying status. I like that, where people don't bully people. In our day, back in school, if you had a bully like that, eventually one guy would get up and knock the block off the other guy like that, and that would end the bullying. Someone would stand up for it. But we don't see people standing up for them. Everything is just so blah, you know. Everyone on the cell phone calling 911. There's a car. Matter of fact, right up here, a guy called the sheriff's office and reported that a truck driver had threw a plastic bottle at him. They call 911 for everything. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443 for the last part of the show here.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to the last portion here of the On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Get down there and check out my beautiful baked chicken. Smells so good. Anyway, Granny, if you were here, I would give you some too. They've been having Brussels sprouts tonight too, mashed potatoes, gravy too. Anyway, so when one looks at all the social engineering and stuff like that, a lot of this, Americans aren't getting the backside of this. And I've been trying to key in on this. Granny and I talk about this all the time. But this corporate fascism that's taking over, there's another Twitter account down in Australia I follow quite a bit there. But it's the same problem. You can notice it no matter where you go. Whenever you look at these big banking deals or big corporation deals, like Australia was talking about being off this off-grid electricity where they're trying to get all these massive solar cells and stuff. And then you listen to these these storms that go through there and people out of power for a week or whatever like that. And I thought, well, why don't the government just give everyone a grant that's interest-free or low interest, really low interest, right? You know, they put solar cells on their own home. And that way, when power goes out, their entire blocks or cities don't go out. Everyone has their own electricity. Can't do that. It was all based on a subscription-based service. They don't want you getting your power from anywhere. The sun, in France, they were actually taxing the solar cell use. So if you were deriving power from the sun, that's France's idea of taxing you for it. It's their sun. But anyway, this all comes down to the recent news events of everything that Trump is doing to try to rectify the massive trade imbalance, as they call it here. And of course, this import-based economy, it's created this massive U.S. trade deficit. And of course, this is corporate-created, this NAFTA offshoring scheme. It's led to the decimating of America and its manufacturing base, as I brought out earlier. The U.S. trade wars are thoughtless attempts at rectifying this reckless corporate racket. And that's exactly what it is, a racket. And like Smedley Butler, when he highlighted this racket, after doing all he did, and he coined the phrase that the mob only operated in three little areas like that, and here the U.S., through their racket, this corporate America, ensued by this military that backs it up, was out there destroying country after country to keep this racket going. So we have the trade wars, which are, again, they're thoughtless because they do more harm to more people and more countries. Like I said, putting sanctions on people or countries, that is collective punishment, a war crime. When you starve millions of people to death just to make them fit into your realm like that, do you call it, and then to have a president say, we don't worship government, we worship God. I never heard him clarify whose God that is, but this is that corporate God, I guess you call it. Anyone can clearly see that it's Congress, who each are millionaires over and over, who are actually paid whores for these corporations. They've allowed this. There's no time of the reckoning has come, and when it does come, you know who's to blame. It's not China, it's not Mexico, it's not Canada. It's Congress. They've allowed this for years to go on and on to ensue massive corporate profits, which lay off thousands of American workers to throw them into despair and everything like that. Anyway, end of the show here. Thank everyone in the control room, Kenneth down there. Thank those in the chat room and all those beautiful listeners out there that make this show possible. Tune in next week and we'll catch you later there. And I'll be off to let the doggies out and run away. So thanks for tuning in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.